Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this news bulletin, police are tending the scene of a serious crash on the Ballygodden Road in Eglinton. Former RTÉ journalist Tommy Gorman has died aged 68. A young man has been hailed a hero after he went into a burning house twice to rescue an elderly man. And people in Derry have been left shocked and appalled after a Cultureland Eacannon on Great James Street was damaged by vandals overnight. These stories in full plus more to follow. Kenny Herkin will have all the latest in sport. Police are tending the scene of a serious crash on the Ballygodden Road in Eglinton. The area is closed in both directions to all traffic and pedestrians. Motorists should avoid the area. Former RTÉ journalist Tommy Gorman has died aged 68. He held a number of positions at the broadcaster, including Northern Editor, in a career that spanned 41 years. Eamon Torsney reports.
Tommy Gorman became a familiar face for television viewers over many years after he joined RTÉ as the North West correspondent in 1980. The Sligo native then went to Brussels, where he was Europe editor, and then back to Ireland to become Northern editor in 2001. He retired from broadcasting in April 2021. One of Tommy Gorman's most famous interviews was with Roy Keane at the height of the controversy following his row with Irish manager Mick McCarthy at the World Cup training camp in Saipan in 2002. He also spoke to Seamus Heaney on a Greek island after he won the Nobel Prize for Literature and also interviewed Sean Quinn. In a statement, his family say he died peacefully today, surrounded by his family. Tommy is survived by his wife Kira, children Joe and Moya, sister Mary and brother Michael. His family say Tommy was a cherished husband, father, brother and friend whose innate kindness and generosity of spirit touched the lives of all who knew him.
A young man has been hailed a hero after he went into a burning house twice to rescue an elderly man. Keelan Dolan was travelling home from lunch with his grandfather when they noticed smoke coming from the house. The 22-year-old knew the man who lived there and made his way to the building. After calling the man's name and hearing him from inside, Mr. Dolan ran in and brought him to safety. The emergency services were contacted. Keelan says he acted on adrenaline.
Me and Grandad were passing, and Grandad noticed the smoke through it at first, and then whenever he'd stopped the Jeep playing, we'd seen the house was burning, so it was in. Well, the first I got out and I went a little over and I shouted his name, there was no response, and I had gone into the house, so I had, but I couldn't hear him or nothing. I went outside then for a bit of air, like, and when I shouted a second time and he responded to me then, he was in like the kitchen sitting room, kind of all one in the house, so he was in the middle of all the smoke, the heaviest part of it, so it was like, I was trying to find him with the problem. I just keep speaking to him and just follow the noise of his voice, so to try and find him, and then eventually got him, so I did then. Got reached for him, so I did, and I just carried him out of the house, so I did, as quickly as I could. And I suppose adrenaline just kind of really took over, so I did, and I just, first thought was just go in and get him, like.
And thank God Eugene's seemingly doing okay, but the house, obviously after that, the house just went up completely.
Just moments after I got him out of the house and got him kind of settled down into the Jeep, that's when she went up in a blaze, so she didn't know when this blew out there at all.
Ireland's nominee for European Commissioner Michael McGrath will be targeting an economic portfolio at the highest level of the EU. The Cabinet has put forward his name to serve in the next EU Commission, replacing Mairead McGuinness. Jack Chambers has been named as the new Minister for Finance in a significant promotion for Fianna Fáil's deputy leader. Taoiseach Micheál Martin signalled Ireland would be hoping to secure an influential commissionership by sending someone like Michael McGrath.
I was conscious in bringing forward a recommendation that we would nominate as a government somebody of very, very high calibre for the position on the European Commission. And nobody can doubt the high calibre of Michael in terms of his abilities and his capacities.
People in Derry have been left shocked and appalled after Cultureland Eacannon on Great James Street was damaged by vandals overnight. Staff turned up for work this morning to find that the building's windows had been smashed with a beer barrel and alcohol had been stolen. Sinn Féin MLA Padraig De Largy says the incident is despicable and there needs to be better security in the area.
So this is a disgraceful incident. It's an attack on our entire community. I think this really is one of a number of incidents which we've seen in the Great James Street area. We need to look at better security for this entire area, and we need to stamp out any antisocial behaviour which is occurring in our community like this. Nobody should be going to their work and having to deal with something like this. It's absolutely horrendous. It's a total attack on our community. This is someplace which is used widely by people who are learning Irish, by people who are engaging in music and dance and other cultural expressions, and right across the community they have venues which are rented out regularly. So this is an attack on our entire community. Our community stand together with the staff and those who use Culturland condemn this absolutely despicable attack, and our community will not stand idly by while this happens. What we will be doing, and what I have called for immediately, is I've asked the PSNI for a meeting on this. That's something which I hope to have this week. But we need all community leaders to stand together on this. Antisocial behaviour of any nature will not and cannot be tolerated in our city. We won't allow that to happen. So we need a collective approach to make sure that this doesn't happen. Nobody should be coming to their work and dealing with this on a Tuesday morning. Nobody living in that area should live in fear. And so this cannot be allowed to happen, and we will ensure that this does not happen.
A HSE internal audit has found that half of ambulances observed at Letterkenny University Hospital, Mercy University Hospital and Sligo University Hospital failed to reset inside 20 minutes. The Irish Independent reports that turnaround times were examined over a four-hour period at the three emergency departments. The reason for the handover delays were due to ED demand and the lack of available chairs, beds or trolleys to place patients on while they waited for their care. Member of the Regional Health Forum Councillor Jerry McMonagall says a two-pronged approach is needed to see developments made to expand the ED and ambulances provisions alike. He says he knows of people who were left waiting outside the ED for hours in a serious condition.
There's no other way of resolving this issue other than further investment. We have tried, and in fairness to the ambulance service and indeed to Letterkenny University Hospital, they have tried a number of initiatives. And while they've partially worked, they are not the answer to these problems. The answer to these problems is increased investment in our emergency departments, making them bigger, making them fit for purpose, having more staff, more beds, and the other in relation to response times is that we need more ambulance crews and more ambulances on the road, and it's based in Donegal. It needs to be looked at in a geographical sense, and not an operating procedure that they have, that the ambulance service is currently using. It's a model that is not suited to counties the size of Donegal.
Unfortunately, this could be a matter of life and death, and in the cases where it's not a matter of life and death, people end up waiting who are in pain and who are sick and need care.
I've had friends of mine who've spent 6-7 hours in the back of an ambulance outside Letterkenny University Hospital with serious illnesses, where once they did get admitted to the emergency department, they were immediately taken to theatre and life-saving operations were carried out on them. This is how close it is getting, and we need to get real about this, and we need to invest in our emergency departments, and as I say, we need to invest in our ambulance services.
It was a very busy weekend within the Donegal Garda Division, with three significant events taking place: the Donegal International Rally, Sea Sessions in Bundoran, and the Amateur Golf Open at Ballyliffin. 103 arrests were made from Thursday to Monday inclusively, the majority of which were based in Letterkenny. Garda Sergeant Eunan Walsh gave a breakdown on this morning's Community Garda information slot.
Over the course of the weekend, there were 103 arrests in the Donegal Division, Thursday to Monday, inclusive, again, 66 public order, 19 drug detections, 34 vehicles seized, 31 dangerous driving incidents, 13 drink drivers, 18 drug drivers and 13 assaults. Arrests across the division over the course of the weekend, but the most noticeable number of arrests were within Letterkenny, Greg, obviously, the centre for the rally, and it drew the bulk of the crowds, as it does every year.
A couple of things of note, a couple of additions. Alfie?
Alfie assisted in a number of searches and checkpoints throughout Donegal Division, Greg, as part of Operation Tara. In total, controlled drugs with a market value of €16,000 and 4,000 cash were seized over the course of the weekend during a number of searches, along with
paraphernalia,
associated with the sale and supply of drugs. Four males were arrested on suspicion of possession drugs for the purpose of sale and supply, interviewed and released pending analysis of the drugs and submission of a file to the DPP.
Gardaí are appealing for information into break-ins that occurred in Dunloe, Letterkenny and Downings. Those who have relevant information, including dashcam footage, are asked to get in touch with Gardaí. With more, here's Ellen Butler.
Gardaí have launched an investigation following a burglary in a yard in Sheshkin Rone, Dunloe. Between 5pm on Friday last and 10:30 the following morning, a canteen window was broken and the glass in the toilet door was smashed. Entry was gained inside these areas, which were ransacked. However, nothing was stolen. Meanwhile, four alloys were stolen from a Volkswagen Jetta that was parked in a car park on Isle Lane near the station roundabout. It's reported to have happened in the early hours of Sunday morning. The car was damaged as a result and entry was gained as the car was unlocked, but nothing was stolen. Gardaí wished to speak to people who may have travelled in the area of the Port Road with a dash cam between 2:30am and 3:30am. Finally, a holiday homeowner in Maharabeg, Downings, has reported the theft of newly delivered home heating oil to Gardaí. It's believed to have happened between 1:30pm on Monday the 17th of June, the day of delivery, and 3pm on Friday last.
Lochs Willie RNLI crews responded to a false alarm yesterday after a red flare was seen off the coast. The team have praised the member of the public who raised the alarm, saying it's better to launch and see that all is well than not to launch at all. However, they added that marine distress flares should only be used at sea where there is a vessel and its crew in immediate danger. The time is coming up to 12 minutes past five. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport after this break.
Introducing Super Value's new Real Rewards prices. Scan your card or app and get Ariel and Fairy Non-Bio Powder 50 Wash, now €10. And Andrex Gentle Clean Toilet Tissue 24 Roll was €13, now €10. Plus, save even more with weekly vouchers on the Real Rewards app. Make real savings every week at Super Value.
Craving a taste of bliss by the water? The Water's Edge Rathmullen. Join us from 10am to 12pm daily and sample our delicious new breakfast menu. We also have a daily lunch menu from 12pm. Or why not sample our dinner menu from 4pm? Now open until 9pm daily, offering casual to special occasion dining. The Water's Edge Rathmullen, where tranquility and good food come together.
Make more meals for less with Dunn Stores, where you'll save in the aisle with ingredients for a vibrant burrito bowl. That's chicken thighs, 915-gram pack, just $2.99. Cooked with taco seasoning and fresh vegetables, like red onions and 69-cent loose avocados. Served with fluffy rice. All from the Dunn Stores range. Plus, you can save again at the till with a 5 off 25 grocery voucher. Dunn Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used on next in-store grocery shop of €25 or more.
If the medical experts get it wrong, everything changes. From misdiagnosis or delayed diagnosis to surgical injury or even poor treatment, all have physical, emotional and financial consequences. We're here to help. So if your treatment didn't go according to plan, speak to our experienced medical negligence team at McElhenney & Associates. Find us online or call 074 917 5989. McElhenney & Associates Solicitors, Stranorler. In contentious business, a solicitor may not calculate fees or other charges as a percentage or proportion of any award or settlement.
Every day is an exciting adventure with the National Trust. Spend summer exploring magnificent mansions, glorious gardens, tree-lined trails and riverside rambles. Hop into the wildlife heptathlon at Mount Stuart or walk the plank by the River Blackwater at the Argerie. Pick up pond dipping kits at Florence Court. Take aim at archery at Castle Ward or try lazy lawn games at Rowallan Garden. With lots of,
"Can we come again?"
on the way home. Search National Trust NI to find out more. National Trust, for everyone, forever.
If you need an eye test, look no further than Louis Walsh Opticians. Letterkenny's longest established opticians are delighted to welcome patients new and old to their state-of-the-art practice in the Courtyard Shopping Centre. Their latest technology includes a 3D OCT retinal camera, which assesses the health of your eyes in minutes. Private, medical card and PRSI patients welcome. Call 91-21000 to arrange your eye test.
Louis Walsh Opticians, Letterkenny. Your vision, our focus.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. From rebounders to goalposts, find everything you need to play your best at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Kenny Harkin is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Katie. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games. And the world of Gaelic Games has been united in tribute to Micheál Murraherty, who has died at the age of 93. His voice was the soundtrack to decades of Sundays, serving as RT's lead commentator after the retirement of Micheál O'Hare in 1985. His first national radio commentary came in the 1949 Railway Cup final, and he retired after the 2010 All-Ireland finals. Speaking in 2018, O'Murraherty described one of his favourite aspects of commentary.
I knocked a special kick out of when something happened that hadn't happened before, or that hadn't happened in a long time. Like when Down won for the first time in 1960, they beat Kerry O'Rahney, All-Ireland champions, and to see the way they swore on the pitch. And then people, you speak a lot about the border that time. You don't hear border at all nowadays. The chant was, it's the first time that the Sam Maguire Cup will be carried across the border. That was a victory in its own to carry that across the border.
Micheál Murraherty there, who died today at the age of 93. Moving on to soccer and the final Group D matches at Euro 2024. Began at 5:00 this evening. France are up against Poland in Dortmund, while the Netherlands, they play Austria in Berlin. France's place in the last 16 was confirmed on Monday after Spain defeated Albania. The Champs side will top Group D if they win and Netherlands do not. The latest score in both those games, France and Poland are currently scoreless, while it's Netherlands 0, Austria 1, an OG there for Austria. And England, they're aiming for a win against Slovenia tonight to top their group and avoid Germany in the next round. Manager Gareth Southgate's expected to make a change in midfield, with Conor Gallagher tipped to replace Trent Alexander-Arnold. He'll come in alongside Declan Rice and Jude Bellingham. Rice said that they want to take control of the match from the start. If Denmark beat Serbia in the other Group C match and England draw, then both will be equal in points, and who wins the group will go down to goal difference. Both those games kick off at 8:00. In rugby, three on-cap players have been named in the Springboks squad for the upcoming two-test series with Ireland. URC finalists for the Bulls, hooker Johan Grobler and prop Jan Hendrik Wessels get the nod, as does Sharks back row Fepsi Buthelezi. Also included is Leinster-bound lock R.G. Snyman and World Cup winning captain Sia Khaleesi. The first test is in Pretoria on Saturday week, with the second in Durban 7 days later. And Bristol's Ashton Gate has been selected as the host stadium for both semi-finals at next year's Women's Rugby World Cup. The ground will also share the quarter-finals with Exeter's Sandy Park, with the final being played at Twickenham. The draw for the pools will be made in October, and Ireland will be there courtesy of their third-place finish in the Six Nations. In snooker, Ken Doherty has accepted a two-year invitational tour card from the World Snooker, which will take him up to 36 years on tour. Doherty, who was the world champion in 1997, first played on tour in 1990, but would have lost his card based on his performances this year. However, World Snooker have extended to Doherty a two-year tour card, which the 54-year-old Dubliner has accepted. Seven-time world champion Stephen Hendry, however, has declined an equivalent invitation from World Snooker in order to focus on other commitments. And finally, for this evening in cricket, Australia are out of the T20 World Cup as Afghanistan beat Bangladesh by 8 runs in Kingstown to reach the semi-finals. Afghanistan will now face South Africa in the last 4, while England, they play India. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Katie.
Thanks, Kenny. The security alert that's seen homes and businesses evacuated in Omagh has ended. The Sinn Féin office was closed yesterday as a result of a suspicious object having been found. PSNI now confirmed that item was a gun. It was found at around 12:50 p.m. yesterday afternoon and was later removed by ammunition technical officers. The firearm is now undergoing further forensic examination. The glass of a front door and a sitting room window were smashed in Carndonagh overnight on Thursday last. Gardaí are appealing for information on the criminal damage incident that happened in the Abbotswood area between 8 p.m. that evening and 9 a.m. the next morning. They are particularly interested in hearing from anybody who may have been in that area with a dash cam between 3:30 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. Aldi Ireland have announced details of its continued significant contribution to Donegal's economy and the impact of its charity partnerships across the county. In the annual Aldi Economic Impact Report published today, the company said it paid almost €4.5 million in wages and salaries, with over 24 million customer visits to Aldi stores in Donegal last year. In 2023, Aldi sourced €11.5 million of its locally produced food and drink from Donegal-based suppliers. Their Donegal stores donated over 65,000 meals through Food Cloud to local charities. Each store is also part of Aldi's community grants network, with Burton Port Animal Rescue and Donegal Domestic Violence Service some of the many local charities that have benefited from the programme. Concerns have again been raised in relation to the rate at which bills are passed as the Dáil reaches its summer recess period. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says it's an evident pattern that important legislation ends up being rushed through scrutiny in an effort to see the matter closed before the Christmas and summer breaks. It's his belief that government aren't interested in careful consideration and that this does not happen on a bi-yearly basis by accident. Deputy Pringle says it's happening by design.
Government is not interested in safety nets and is not interested in actually having a proper debate in relation to legislation that's required. And it is true that perhaps maybe some problems with legislation could be identified during the Dáil debate and during committee stages and stuff like that as well, where there would be an opportunity to actually for the minister to correct legislation if that was the case, but that has happened in the past. But the government aren't interested in doing that, so the government really, I believe, have to operate the system. The system couldn't operate, it couldn't happen by accident. This has to be by design, and that's the way that the government wants to see this operate.
This time round, is there any bill that you're concerned about?
Where the court, civil law, criminal law, and superannuation miscellaneous provisions bill came 2024 was put through, and that contains a wide variety of issues. It was supposed to be a piece of legislation about superannuation requirements for prison officers and Gardaí and the likes, but there's other stuff then fired in on top of that. And the idea of miscellaneous provisions give the government the scope to actually do whatever they want in relation to the bill. And we see that this bill was the department wanted to push it through without any committee stage or without any pre-legislative scrutiny at the committee. And the committee unfortunately agreed to that, which then means that the government will just rush it straight through now, and we'll see in the next week or two that this will become law. And I think that's a problem. Now, this particular piece of legislation may not be a specific problem, but we will see this now in the number of bills that will go through in the next week or two.
A councillor has called for a meeting with Uisce Éireann over concerns of persistent water outage in Glasartú. Councillor Micheál Colm McGilla Aspig says while he appreciates the work that has been done to date following another burst pipe yesterday, more appropriate measures must be taken. The area takes on Irish-speaking students, with some homes having up to 12 students at a time. Councillor McGilla Aspig says pressures faced by the Mná an Tí when there is no water is not acceptable.
We have a big number of students, lorsery, scholarly, decent canters, Cluachan Lila, agus Cantra and Ross, agus Gidor Fosta. And it's not acceptable when you have Mná an Tí who are working all the hours that can be given when the students are here, and then to find that there's no water. Imagine now in a house, Labrador, Dishin, Scholarly, about a dozen students, and everybody wanting to get showered every day, everybody needs to get food fed every day, everybody needs to use the toilet every day, and you have no water. And again, I've been calling for Uisce Éireann to sit down with me and sit down with the local community and discuss this and seeing how we can all work progressively together and find a solution.
An event for farmers to discuss sustainability is being hosted by AIB in Ballybuffet this evening. It will see a panel discussion with five industry experts to discuss issues such as nitrate directive, the cost efficiency of solar panels and the signpost programme. The event, which is free of charge, gets underway in the Villa Rose Hotel at 8 o'clock. Agri advisor Pat Butterley says he thinks all farmers will benefit from the night ahead.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose sustainability is now a very big news story. It's a widely used term. But I suppose, you know, for some people, what is that? So what we want to do is an open event to everybody and anybody. And we want to share and discuss our perspective on this. And, you know, we've a couple of some key local, you know, well-known, highly regarded speakers in their own fields who will share with, you know, with the audience some of their insights into what agri-sustainability is all about, like, you know.
And unfortunately, the climate crisis isn't something that's going to go away anytime soon, so it's a thing to be embraced, really.
It's only small changes that farmers need to take, and farmers don't realise that they're already doing it and making those changes. And, you know, that's what we say the team of tomorrow night will be, is to provide sort of some insights into, you know, it's not huge, big changes as needed, but small changes we see over time, we see, you know, and there'll be some benefits for all farmers in it, I think.
Donegal is one of the least afforested counties in Ireland. 1,651 hectares of land was afforested in 2023 across Ireland, a 27% decrease from 2022. Donegal accounts for 21 of those hectares, the same amount as the year prior. In the last number of years, the county has seen a decline in afforestation levels. Unions representing pilots at Aer Lingus remain in talks at the Labour Court this evening. The preliminary discussions are taking place with the hope that both the airline and IALPA will sit down for talks at averting industrial action over a pay row. A work to rule will begin at midnight tonight, which has led to a further 50 Aer Lingus flights being cancelled next Monday and Tuesday. IALPA President Mark Tighe says their pay claim is a fair one.
I've been pretty consistent in how we do not want our passengers discommoded and how important they are to us. I still ask the question as to how a small number of pilots deciding not to work on their days off, as they're entitled to under law, can affect their schedules so badly if they're not drastically short of pilots in the first place.
The Minister for the Marine has called for all fish caught in Irish waters to be landed at Irish ports. Minister Charlie McConlogue was speaking at the Agriculture and Fisheries Council in Luxembourg on Monday in relation to the common fisheries policy. While the issue of fishing quotas remains ongoing, Minister McConlogue says there is an economic opportunity to strengthen the link between the EU fleet and EU processors. And now for the weather. Dry with clear spells, a few mist or fog patches will form. Lowest temperatures of 6 to 10 degrees and light variable breeze. To conclude this evening's news, police are tending to the scene of a serious crash on the Ballygodden Road in Eglinton. Former RTÉ journalist Tommy Gorman has died aged 68. A young man has been hailed a hero after he went into a burning house twice to rescue an elderly man. And people in Derry have been left shocked and appalled after Coulterlan y Cannon on Great James Street was damaged by vandals overnight. That's all for now. We'll be back with more at 5 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, June 25th. The death has occurred of Mary Martin, née Ward, Clohan Beg, Clohan. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from her home at 12:15 p.m. on Thursday for 1 p.m. Mass in Church of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Rosary each night at 8 p.m. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. House strictly private to the family on the morning of the funeral. No flowers at the request of the deceased. Donations in lieu to Vision Ireland and the Donegal Hospice, care of Marley Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Thomas Curran, Kirkstown, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at his late residence today until 9 p.m. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Newnan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed at stnewnanscathedral.ie. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, with donations in lieu of the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con McDade Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Mary McBride, Clontalla,
Downings. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to the Church of St. John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Cahill Charlie Carr, Murlagh, Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of St. John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Michael McLaughlin, Drung, Quigley's Point, reposing at his sister Marion McGonagall's residence, Mullinban, Muff. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10 a.m, going to St. Columba's Church, Drung, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on MCN Media Live, Drung. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Nazareth House, Fawn, Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.